With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Armenia and Azerbaijan have signed a peace agreement during a White House ceremony. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
With President Trump presiding, the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to end decades of conflict and reopen key transportation corridors.
With this accord, we've finally succeeded in making peace.
Both of the visiting leaders expressed their gratitude for the U.S. role in reaching an agreement. Armenia's prime minister called the deal a success for the two countries and a success for the world. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new wildfire north of Los Angeles is keeping crews busy there.
Firefighters north of Los Angeles are making progress against the Canyon Fire, a new blaze that sprung up Thursday afternoon, spreading quickly in steep terrain near Lake Piru. It forced thousands to evacuate. As a line of flames burned on the not-too-distant ridgetop, in an interview for KABC 7, resident Joseph DeLeonardi says he was up all night as the fire surrounded his cul-de-sac. The Ventura County Fire Department says the blaze spread east into Los Angeles County, but crews were able to take advantage of lower temperatures overnight to attack the fire. I'm Jennifer King.
Emory University alerted students and staff earlier today to an active shooter on their Atlanta campus. The alert told students to avoid the area. Atlanta police say they were responding to reports of an active shooter. Didn't immediately say whether anyone was injured in the shooting. A nearby deli employee said staffers heard a string of gunshots that sounded like fireworks going off. The Justice Department is escalating efforts to scrutinize perceived adversaries of President Trump with investigations into New York Attorney General Letitia James and U.S. Senator Adam Schiff. Attorney General Pam Bondi this week named Ed Martin a special prosecutor to help conduct a separate mortgage fraud investigation into James and U.S. Senator Adam Schiff of California. This is SRN News. A state athletic organization goes all in on transgenderism. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
USA Fencing recently announced it will not allow men to compete in the women's divisions. But the Minnesota chapter didn't like that and has responded by declaring they'll have no divisions. All fencers, men and women, will have to compete against each other in one large open category. Minnesota Fencing has released a statement criticizing USA Fencing's transgender ban and referring to the Minnesota Human Rights Act. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israeli airline El Al reporting that its Paris office has been vandalized with anti-Israel graffiti. Corporate officials are calling the act deeply disturbing as tensions between France and Israel run high. The graffiti was discovered Thursday morning. The El Al office was occupied at the time of the incident and no one was harmed. The incident comes amid diplomatic friction following the French recognizing a Palestinian state. This is SRN News. The Trump administration wins an appeal in the high-profile case over immigrant deportations.
The 2-1 decision from a federal 3-judge panel vacates a previous ruling from U.S. District Judge James Boasberg. Last April, Boasberg found probable cause to hold the administration in criminal contempt of court in a case involving deportations under the Alien Enemies Act, as planes were already en route to El Salvador. The administration denied violating his order. The appellate court ruling overrules the finding. In reaction on social media, Attorney General Pam Bondi called the decision, quote, a major victory, unquote. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump says he will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next Friday in Alaska to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. It's a potential breakthrough after weeks of expressing frustration that more was not being done to quell the fighting. The Kremlin has not yet confirmed the details, which the president announced on his social media platform, but both nations say they expect the meeting could happen as soon as next week. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.